If you go out there, they'll shoot you.
Garin holstered his pistol and grabbed a couple of the alcohol-based solvents in 5-liter plastic containers. Troia stood there nervously, poised to flee again.
Then what are we to do?
Get out of here.
Garin opened the solvent and poured it over and around the chemicals.
Help me!
Grabbing the other solvent container, Troia also began dousing the shelves.
What are you going to do?
You have insurance on this place?
Yes. Wait, you can't set the building on fire.
Sure I can.
Garin produced a lighter, struck it, locked the button, and tossed it onto the spilled solvent.
My insurance isn't going to cover all of this.
Then be glad I'm underwriting your insurance today.
Garin grabbed him by the arm and pulled him behind the storage shelves.
We're going to be trapped back here.
Already the flames were climbing the walls and spreading out across the floor in pursuit of the spilled pool of solvent running across the warehouse. Smoke clouded up instantly, acrid and thick.
No, they're going to be trapped back there.
Garin looked around the back of the warehouse and found the 4 acetylene tanks he'd seen chained to the wall earlier. 4 oxygen tanks stood clearly marked beside them.
We're going to make our own door.
Garin opened the valves on the acetylene and oxygen tanks as quickly as he could.
You're going to get us killed. That stuff is highly explosive.
That's what I'm counting on. Come on.
Garin took the man by the arm and pulled him into motion. A small bathroom occupied the rear corner of the warehouse. The room was constructed of cinder blocks, which left the walls structurally weaker than Garin would have hoped for, but the steel looked somewhat blast-resistant.
In there!
He pushed Troia inside and stood behind the door himself, then took aim with the pistol. Melina stared into the roiling cloud of smoke spreading from the back of the warehouse. A harsh chemical smell burned her nose and caused her eyes to tear. She peered into the room over the rifle sights, searching for Garin. A string of small explosions rattled along metal shelving she could barely make out in the back of the room. Cautiously, Melina stepped into the warehouse. All 3 bay doors were open to the harbor, all of them leading directly to the water. She called to her man watching the front of the salvage shop.
Have you seen Garin?
No, he has not come out. The building appears to be on fire.
Watch for him in case he decides to use the smoke as cover.
Melina continued moving forward, never crossing her feet so she didn't trip herself if she tried to shift quickly, and so that she presented a small profile in case Garin shot first. A few chunks of flaming debris peppered Melina, thumping into her body armor and stinging her arms. Melina struggled to get back up. She turned back to the rear of the warehouse, barely able to make out the hole in the building as 2 shadows disappeared through it.
Garin got out! Head to the back of the warehouse! No!
She darted forward, hesitated only a moment at the wall of flame, then hurled herself through. The explosion blew Garin back into the bathroom and slammed the door shut. Smoke instantly coiled in under the gap between the door and the floor. The chemical stink of it caused Garin's lungs to seize up, and he fought to get his breath. Garin took a fresh grip on his pistol and braced his free hand against the wall to force himself to a standing position.
We're not dead?
Not yet.
Garin touched the doorknob cautiously. The metal was still cool to the touch.
Let's go, now!
He swung the door open, then grabbed Troia and pulled him out. Smoke filled the immediate vicinity, and Garin's lungs burned for oxygen and his eyes watered. He ran toward the corner where the acetylene and oxygen tanks had been. Blunted sunlight streamed in through a hole 5 feet in diameter. He headed for it, letting the pistol lead the way. 3 cars had stopped in the middle of the small street as the drivers stared at the marine salvage yard. Several people in the nearby shops peered through windows.
Emil!
Yeah?
I'm on the street behind the warehouse.
Affirmative. I'll be there in a moment.
As Garin ran through the stalled cars, bullets from an execution team hammered the vehicles.
We're not waiting! Go!
Garin pushed Troia ahead of him and returned fire.
I'm going to try for my car. If you can, capture Melina Andreanu. If you can't do that, kill her.
He dumped the empty magazine from his pistol and inserted another one as he ran.